This is a Tadad podcast.
Welcome, listeners, to the first episode of our podcast series, What's in Your Toolbox? My name is Annette Schmitz from the Tadad Secretariat. To kick off the series, let's travel virtually to Norway. In 2017, the government of Norway relaunched its TFD program, the Tax for Development program. They relaunched this program as a response to obligations under the ATI, the Addis Tax Initiative. The TFD program provides financial support to different multilateral organizations involved in tax reforms. Several organizations have developed tools to support tax administrations and tax system reforms. As the number of available tools continues to grow, so does the complexity in selecting the right tool or combination of tools. It's important to understand the characteristics and comparative advantages of the different tools and frameworks that are currently available or in development. With this background, NORAD, the Norwegian Agency for Development Cooperation, and the NTA, the Norwegian Tax Administration, mapped a selection of analytical tools and frameworks developed to support tax administrations and tax system reforms. In the report, Reforms of Tax Administration and Systems, a mapping of current analytical tools and frameworks, the following tools were selected for mapping. Among the Revenue Administration Analytical Assessment Tools, the report includes the OECD's FTA, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development's Forum on Tax Administration Maturity Models, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund's RAGAP, short for Revenue Administration Gap Analysis, TADAT, the Tax Administration Diagnostic Assessment Tool. Also included are the European Union's Tax Administration Fiscal Blueprints, FB for short, and the World Bank's Tax Diamond, the Development of Implementation and Monitoring Directives for Tax Reform Tool. The data collection and reporting tools included in Norway's mapping exercises are ATAF's ATO, African Tax Administration Forum's African Tax Outlook, the ATI's Indicators, the IMF's International Survey on Revenue Administration, more often referred to as ISORA, and USAID's CTD, the United States Agency for International Development Collecting Taxes database. The mapping includes a comparison of scope, coverage, and the relevant characteristics that are important to understand the differences, similarities, and comparative advantages of the tools. A few country examples are included in the report. The country examples describe the impact on the recipient tax administrations and tax administrations' experiences with the assessment process. They also highlight how tax administrations have different approaches when selecting tools and utilizing results. Joining me today is Frode Lindseth. He is a senior advisor in the capacity building unit of the NTA and the man behind this mapping exercise. Welcome, Frode.
Thank you, Annette, and thanks to you and the TADAD Secretariat for giving me this opportunity to talk about this mapping exercise.
Frode, can you start by explaining what we mean when we say tools to support tax administrations and reforms?
Well, I haven't seen one clear definition, but I guess you can say that they're all designed around guidance and support for tax administrations for different purposes and to support different stages of reforms. And I think it's fair to say that they're all designed around good international practice to guide improvements. Then they kind of separate when it comes to coverage, assessment, and modality, and involvement needed from the tax administration. And I just want to underline that this mapping exercise is about a selection of tools for tax administrations only. PMF tools, tax policy tools, etc., are not included in this mapping.
So walk us through the process. why did NORAD and the NTA decide to take on this initiative and conduct a mapping exercise of select tax administration analytical tools and frameworks?
Yes, okay, so just a short recap on the background. As you said, Norway relaunched its Tax for Development program back in 2017. And this program includes financial support to different organizations, but it also includes an agreement with the Norwegian Tax Administration as a key component in the bilateral work stream in the program. This is basically where the NTA comes in. So when we decided to do this, the capacity building team in NTA, we realized that during our scoping and design missions that there were quite a few tools out there, which was great because we got the pleasure to reuse diagnostic results as input to our capacity building programs. But at the same time, we saw that the number of tools kept growing, and so the complexity for all involved to understand and select the right tool, or in some cases, maybe combinations of tools. Also, at that time, we saw that it was not easy to find out if an assessment had been done, and it was not always easy to get access to results. Further, we couldn't really find one easy to access source of information on all the tools' comparative advantages. And from NORAD's side, as a donor, it was important to get a deeper understanding about the different tools and their differences.
So that was the why the mapping exercise was done. Can you tell us about how it was done? What was the selection criteria for the tools that were mapped out in this report?
Yes, in 2019, the PCT...
And by PCT, we mean the Platform for Collaboration on Tax.
The PCT published a progress report with a complete list of existing tools, mapped by what stage they best supported in a reform. And this overview confirmed that there were quite a few tools in play, and we made a selection based on our thoughts about use and coverage. So we ended up with the 9 tools that you listed in the beginning, and we classified them into groups, basically following the same classification as in PCT report. So this was our starting point, and we designed a survey where we believed that by systemizing the responses, we would get a more systematic and detailed information on different tools, which we thought would facilitate more informed decisions on what tool to select or combination. And we also thought that this mapping would contribute to reuse of results with the purpose to minimize burden on all involved. We also hope that this mapping could add some input to future development of new tools or maybe modules in existing. So the main source of information for this mapping exercise are the written responses to the survey we received from the different tool owners.
And what did you discover through this exercise?
When we started this, we had this idea or this picture about a table listing all the tools and their characteristics organized in rows and columns, making it easy to identify differences and potential overlap. But we soon realized that there were so many dimensions in play that it was not possible to simplify and squeeze it all together in a simple table. And I guess that leads us to one of the main findings. They're all different. There are no tool that ticks all the boxes. There are no perfect overlap between tools or modules. They are all different and have their special features when it comes to modules in play and coverage, when it comes to what stage in a tax reform process they best support. And there are differences in assessment and modality. Some of the tools are designed for assessment by trained staff, others not. And there are huge differences in the main steps in the assessment process. And last but not least, there are differences in the involvement required from all involved, including tax administrations. I would like to point to the report for more details on what tools do and what they don't, and how.
Frode, you've mapped out these select tools. What's next?
First, I just want to clarify that I am not a big fan of the idea of merging as many tools as possible and ending up with maybe only one or very few. I think there is, and there should always be, a free market for good ideas on how to assess, support, and improve performance in tax administrations. And I think the main message after this mapping is that they are all different and should be selected and used based on specific needs capacity. So what's next? Starting with the donors. Donors need to coordinate among themselves and make sure that the need for new tools are well documented. My point is basically that when new tools are developed, this should not only be supply driven by one organization, but should be done in consultations with all relevant stakeholders. And I guess Tarret is one example, a good one. The story about Tarret started with a feasibility study back in 2011 with the purpose to determine the need for developing a new tool for assessing the performance of tax administrations. Moving on to the tool owners, I think they should continue to coordinate and look for opportunities to merge the definitions and data collection processes where possible. And I think Isora is a good example on how several organizations came together and managed to merge the data collection process. Tool owners should continue to look for opportunity to publish reports or at least results or information about ongoing DRM activities. One example I would like to mention is a database just made available from the PCT webpage that brings together all DRM activities by PCT partners. Next, I think tool owners need to do a regular stock take and update on available tools. And finally, I think it would be good with some guidance on how different tools complement each other and how they can be used together in different stages of a tax reform.
You recommend there should be guidance with how tools complement each other. What do you mean?
I think that selecting the right combination of tools is not easy, and I think guidance on how this could be done is needed. In the report, we added a few country examples to show how different countries had different approaches when it came to selecting tools or combination of tools and how they used the results. Peru and Uganda are good examples. They both had several assessments done over the last years using different tools, and they both had good learning effects from all assessments, and they found ways that they could use results from the different assessments to improve a performance.
And what about tax administrations? What should they do?
Tax administrations should familiarize themselves with tools and frameworks available and then choose, if they can, based on their specific needs and capacity. And I think we need to help them. A regular stock take on available tools would be one of the things that should be done. As a good example, I would like to point to Poland, where the Revenue Administration considered different tools to support a specific need they had at a specific time. And they selected based on what they found to be the best fit for that specific purpose.
So, Frode, since you've worked on and published this report, the world is quite different due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Are there any implications for your report?
At the time we did this, COVID-19 was not an issue. But if it had, I think it would be interesting to know how or and if these tools had adapted to this situation. I understand that Tarret assessments are done remotely at the moment.
Correct. Tarret went virtual March 13th, 2020. Since then, we've conducted many virtual trainings, and Colombia, Georgia, Dominica, and South Africa have undergone virtual Tarret assessments.
These tools will be more important given this new situation. And I guess it all boils down to how flexible they are and how easily they can adapt to the new situation.
So Frode, to sum up, what are the main takeaways from this report?
Looking at the landscape of tools, there are quite a few out there. I think a regular stock take and update on tools available, together with some guidance on how different tools complement each other, is needed to help tax administration choose and help donors prioritize. updated information on what the tools do and don't is needed. No tool ticks all the boxes, although some are quite close.
Tell me, which ones come close, Frode?
Well, I guess I can't tell you because you need to read the book to find out who the murderer is, and you need to read the mapping report to find out what tool is best for you.
Thank you so much, Frode. It was a pleasure speaking with you today.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about this mapping report.
For a more in-depth look at the mapping exercise, please visit the NORAD.no website. Thank you for listening. Till next time.
The TADAT podcast is available free of charge. The views expressed in the TADAT podcast are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent those of the International Monetary Fund or the IMF policy. Materials from the podcast may be reproduced with proper attribution. Comments and correspondence may be emailed to podcast@tadat.org. TADAT is a collaborative undertaking of the following partners: France, Germany, the International Monetary Fund, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the World Bank.